We'll start with healthcare today. It's a topic that seldom goes cold during the pandemic. Today, we cast a light on staffing issues. The Providence Hospital System maintains a phone helpline for members of Providence health plans to call in to talk to registered nurses about health concerns. The system is called ProvRN, but the nurses who staff it say they're stretched thin, which slows down response times, and that may be sending people to seek medical help elsewhere. We have two nurses with us, both who work on the ProvRN helpline and are also members of the Oregon Nurses Association, ONA. Heidi Sweeney, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
For having us.
Good to have you. Dawn Bryan, you there with us too?
I am. Thanks for having me today.
Good to have you both. Dawn, how long have you been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for 15 years, and I've worked at ProvRN, the advice line, for the last six of those years. Before that, I worked in the hospitals.
Mm-hmm. And Heidi, how about how long have you been a nurse and worked on the line?
A little over 12 years combined as a nurse, and I have almost worked 7 years at ProvRN.
So is ProvRN the only duties you have? I'm just trying to figure out how ProvRN works, whether you guys are actually working as just waiting for the phone to ring, or whether you're taking on other duties as nurses in one of the hospitals and answering the phone in the meantime. You want to take that one, Heidi?
Yes. So actually, we take specifically just phone calls. We cover Oregon and Washington. We're 24 hours. We support patients within the community, usually through a variety of contracts through Providence, through their medical clinics, through the emergency rooms, and through the health insurance. But people reach us other ways as well. So we have incoming calls continuously, and that is our focus.
Mm-hmm. And how busy does it get, Dawn Bryan?
Well, I work on weekends, and those are our busiest days, and we can get up to about 400 calls in 24 hours on the weekends. It's really grown since the pandemic hit and hasn't slowed down a ton yet.
Did you say 400 calls in 24 hours?
I did.
Wow. And how many staffers are on to handle those?
Well, you know, ideally we have 35 nurses to work 24/7 at our center. But unfortunately, we've lost a lot of nurses who've resigned, who are sick, who are on leaves of absence. We're really short right now.
I mean, how short? I mean, if a 35 is the optimum, where are you tending to run lately?
Heidi has the numbers best on this one, but we're down at least, what is it, Heidi?
We are down to 26 nurses currently. And that includes two new RNs. However, we have four open positions that are not filled. Plus, we do have five out on what's called long-term leaves of absence. So we are considerably down, especially as we approach the holidays, where we will encounter even higher call volumes.
All right. So, what kinds of things do people call in about then? Let's get a sense of what's going on the other end of the phone line, why people will call ProvRN in the first place.
We get calls from everyone, from parents of newborns who are worried about how they're feeding, peeing, and pooping, those sorts of newborn concerns, to end-of-life concerns, patients on hospice, elderly patients. It's not unusual to have patients 99 or 100 years old, either them or their family calling about them. So it's really the entire range of the human life, all conditions, from fevers to heart attacks.
I'm taking a wild guess here that the line exists, though, so that people get some help, some reassurance, something other, you know, some place not quite to 911 when the primary care provider is not available.
Exactly. We want to provide reassurance. That's a lot of what we do. And we want to help people access healthcare appropriately. So instead of calling 911 for their toothache, we help them decide if they can go to the doctor's office the next day. Or if it's something that does require the emergency room, we help them make that decision.
We're talking to Dawn Bryan and Heidi Sweeney, both members of the Oregon Nurses Association, ONA, the union, about the situation at PROV-RN, the helpline where they work, where it's a little difficult to keep staffers in place. You can join us on the exchange with your questions, your comments at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Heidi, I'm not sure how much of your information goes outside the place you immediately work, but I mean, there's a general crunch in nursing anyway, isn't there? In fact, wasn't there before the pandemic?
There was and always has been a nursing shortage. However, the pandemic certainly highlighted that. It also changed healthcare dramatically. It's placed a high demand on healthcare. And that's what's affected us so much, is because the healthcare system is already significantly overwhelmed. And we have nurses going from our organization to other places in healthcare to fill needs. It's also harder to find nurses to come fill in spots. But at the same time, our call volume has significantly increased. So it's kind of a multi-system problem.
Dawn, I think it was you who said 400 calls in 24 hours. Is that the peak or is that the average?
That's the peak. Mm-hmm. Some weekends it dips down to about 200 calls per 24 hours, but that's pretty rare that it dips down that low.
Mm-hmm.
The peak was above 400 calls in 24 hours when the pandemic first started. We definitely went above that at first.
So what happens in that situation when the calls are coming fast and furious and there aren't enough people to handle them all at once? I mean, does it ever get to that point where people are getting busy signals or messages to try back later or something?
Our line is never turned off. There may be long hold times. Sometimes I see people on hold waiting for their call to be answered for over 30 minutes. But we will answer the phone all the time. We've never turned off the lines because of overwhelming call volume. What happens is we make a queue of calls and we prioritize who's the most urgent and call the most urgent calls back. Unfortunately, that means that somebody calling with a question about their medication who isn't really sick per se has to wait sometimes up to 1.5 to 2 days on the weekends for a call back.
Wow. All right, so they do leave messages, and then you call them back. Is that the way it works?
It works several ways. They can talk live to an intake who will get their information and put their information into the queue. They can leave just their phone number, or they can leave a voicemail, and we'll call them back. Unfortunately, when we get less information from the patients, we're really going blind. And it's pretty a scary situation for nurses to not know what we're going into when it's been waiting for a day.
Right. So a scary situation for you guys, but also on the other end of the line. I mean, this is not an optimum situation when somebody really doesn't want to call 911, but they would like to get a question answered and you're the option, but they're getting this message that says leave a message and we'll call you back. I mean, so what do we know about where people are taking their services if they can't get the kind of answer they want quickly from the helpline?
And that's certainly where one of the biggest stresses on the nurses at our unit is that watching those queues fill up. One, we don't know if we're missing something very serious in that queue. That delay of care could be very dangerous at points. It also could leave patients seeking health care inappropriate, like they don't need to go to the nurse, they don't need to go to the emergency room, or they don't need to go to urgent care. And they just continue to clog that system that's already overwhelmed, or they do need to seek care and they're not seeking care. We get a lot higher call volume because of the wait in the emergency room has significantly increased. Urgent cares do close due to lack of staffing, and that filters to us as well.
So this is certainly a place where gains could be made, it would seem, if you can beef up the people available to answer the phones. You end up having less cases, fewer cases where people end up trying to go to emergency rooms or urgent care.
Absolutely. And we have a solution. We have ideas that we've been proposing for months now. And Heidi actually came up with our three-part solution to addressing staffing concerns now and in the near-term future.
So, Heidi, what are those?
So, Don and I have been working with the union and presenting to our overall organization this concept that, one, we can work with the staff that we have by showing them value through bonuses, through incentives, through retention bonuses. Let them know that they're valued. We have significant value to the community. We have significant value to the patients and to the organization. That increases retention. That encourages nurses to work extra hours. And that kind of beefs up our staffing with what we have. And that's a big goal. The second part of that is to look into temporary staffing. Again, that's challenging because everywhere, everybody's looking for temporary staffing. And then the third part, which is really long-term and more future-focused, is looking at our staffing grid and just identifying the changes that we need to make to meet the needs that we have. We would really like to meet the needs of the community in the safest way possible.
We are talking with Heidi Sweeney and Don Bryan, both members of the Oregon Nurses Association, who work for the phone helpline provided by the Providence system, ProvRN. And they're talking about the shortage of people there that requires, ends up with a backlog of calls. You can call us to talk about the situation and your perception of it. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So the 3 points again, more pay, more bonuses, temporary staffing, and look at the staffing needs the grid, as you point out, Heidi, for the future. As employees of ProvRN and members of the Oregon Nurses Association, you can certainly do what you're doing to bring this to the public's attention. Ultimately, it is the employer's problem to solve, and what has been Providence's response thus far?
It's been a lot of work. We've been sounding the alarm that there was going to be a staffing emergency this winter when the holidays hit, when illnesses get more intense. We lose more staff to leaves of absence. And then we also have more calls coming in because of the cold, flu, and now COVID. So we've been saying that we need help for quite some time. Heidi and I are both members of the staffing committee for ProvRN. So we've been alerting management to the issues all year. We did finally have a really big win just the week of Thanksgiving, and we received a single shift bonus for nurses who work an extra shift. They can be paid a bonus if it's an additional shift to their normal work hours.
Well, that's a development, but was that a one-time thing?
It's a temporary bonus through the holidays. I'm not sure. I think it may be through the end of January even. So it's to help during this hardest time that we have right now. But we're also working right now to make an emergency staffing plan with our nurses. It's in the process as we speak. So hopefully we can work together to get the best coverage for our department. But it's been a lot of advocating by Heidi and I to make these steps forward.
And Heidi, how tricky is, you mentioned, one of the issues, one of the things you're talking about here, one of your three guidelines for ways to move ahead is temporary staffing. How tricky, take us down that road, how tricky is staff recruitment for this or any other operation that employs nurses at this moment in history?
It's very challenging. And one of the things that we don't have control for is certainly what kind of value, market value, that our organization offers those nurses. And that's where we certainly fall short as a unit. We don't have the market value to offer to other nurses to bring incentive for them to come work for us. Not only are we understaffed, not only do we have high call volume, but we don't have the same pay/benefits that other nurse advice lines are offering. And the organization is not providing that to create an incentive for nurses to come in and work.
And how does advice line pay compare to a nursing job, say, in the hospital?
it's significantly less. You have to make a decision when you're coming from hospital work to the advice line. You have to make a decision that you're going to take less pay, but the benefits have been enormous for me. It's a life balance kind of decision. So it's great work for nurses who are unable to work physically in the hospital. Mm-hmm. It's great work for nurses who need to set more boundaries in their life with the patients in the work. But you do get paid less.
And are these 8-hour shifts instead of 12-hour shifts like in the hospital?
They're all of the above.
Oh, really?
We have 8s, 10s, 12s.
Okay. So, not only do you have the issue of this pays somewhat less, but then when you're trying to recruit people for these positions, there's some money being dangled out there for traveling nurse positions at the moment, aren't there, that are quite paying well?
They're very significant.
Go ahead, Heidi.
Yep. The travel bonuses are very, very significant and very different in an offer than we can handle or propose.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are taking this public with the Oregon Nurses Association. What kind of moves being made on the Providence side to publicize their need for people?
Well, I do know that there are hiring bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Providence did offer a retention bonus to staff. Unfortunately, it's not as lucrative as the hiring bonuses. We'd like to see more movement on that, on their side. I know there's a lot going on as far as recruitment. They're advertising, looking for positions, and we're filling them. Sometimes we lose our new nurses shortly after starting to train them, though. So we have a retention problem in addition to all the other issues with staffing.
Wow. So this sounds like it's not going to be rectified quickly.
It's not a quick process, but it can be done in steps. Dawn and I have been working on this since COVID started, and we have made small steps forward, and we're very excited in the small steps we take forward because that means big steps for our patients.
All right. We will keep our ears to the ground and listen for what happens now. ProvRN is the helpline available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through the members of the Providence Health System in Oregon and Washington. Heidi Sweeney and Dawn Bryan both work on that helpline and are members of the Oregon Nurses Association. Thank you so much for bringing the story to our attention and sharing it with us here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. Good
Thank
to have you.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.